bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. So this week I have Faith as my guest. Faith and I actually went to high school together, so that's how I know Faith. And just following her journey, I know that she's been through a lot. She's a mom currently and a wife, and she was in the military. And Faith, I know that you were saying that being in the military and being a mom, we were just talking moments ago, are kind of what's shaped you and what's defined you and gotten to where you are right now in life, correct?
Yes, that's true. Sorry.
You're fine. So can you kind of talk to me more about how did you get into the military? Is that something you always knew that you wanted to go into after high school, or is it kind of just something that popped up one day and you're like, hey, I think I'll give that a shot?
No, it actually started when we were in sixth grade. We had one of those assemblies during, Memorial Day or something like that. Anyways, the military came into the school.
Oh, yeah, during Veterans Day.
Yeah, and everyone was, like, super excited about it, and I was like, I want to feel like that. I want to feel important. So that's what actually started it, and then my dad confirmed it when I was in high school. He's like, I'm not paying for college, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to the military then. So that's how it started for me.
And then what branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Marine Corps.
Are you still active, or are you in reserves? I guess, how does that all work?
I came off active duty last year in June, and now I'm in inactive reserve, so if they ever need me, they can call me back in, but I don't necessarily, like, need to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so I'm under that contract for 3 more years, and then I'll be done with it.
And then, I guess at what point did you enter the military? Like, had you already had your kids and everything, or did kids come after the military? I guess, because I imagine that balance would probably be difficult too.
Okay, so I graduated high school, and 11 days after graduation, I shipped out to boot camp, and I was there for 3 months. It was long, exhausting. I missed my friends and my family. After that, the week that I got back, I got married to my husband, so we've been married for 6 years now.
Congrats.
And, thank you. I had my son when I got to my first duty station, and then I had my daughter 2 years after that. And then my son, my last son, I had him right after I got out. So yes, it was very difficult to balance that life. I felt like I wasn't a good mom because I didn't get to see them. I saw my children maybe 3 hours a day. And most of the time it was just cooking dinner and getting them to bed. So I really felt like I was kind of missing out on that whole mom life. And I felt really bad about it. That was a huge reason why I got out. And now I'm a stay-at-home mom and a full-time college student, so I get to see them a lot more. I feel like I'm more involved. I know them better, and I really enjoy that.
You said you're a college student. What are you going to get your degree in right now?
I'm in secondary education, concentrating in mathematics.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you.
With mathematics, do you want to do, like, I guess, does that kind of cover everything, like algebra, geometry, everything, or do you want to focus on a specific area of math with the secondary ed?
I really enjoy trig and intro to calculus, but I'm okay with doing anything and everything as long as I get to work with students.
What is it that got you into wanting to go into secondary education then? I know you just said students is probably a big part of that.
My senior year, I was able to do an independent study with Beth Kellogg. She was a fifth grade math teacher, and she allowed me to teach, and I really enjoyed it. I loved the wonder in the children's eyes. I liked how they looked up to you. I just love how much they want to absorb information. I guess it's just like an extension of momhood. I just really enjoy it, so that's what got me into it.
And I know that before we started recording, when we were talking about the military and being a mom, you said that those have really helped boost your confidence and give you more confidence going throughout life, correct?
Yes.
Talk more about that.
Okay, so in high school, I mean, every teenager really goes through that time where they're second-guessing themselves, they're not really sure about themselves. that's just really known to adolescents. So I really, really didn't know myself. I didn't like myself. I did a lot of things that I probably shouldn't have as a high schooler. And then when I got into the military, it just kept going down and down. They always expect perfection. So even if you're like skinny mini, you're still told that you're not good enough. So I just kept saying that to myself. Every time I looked in the mirror, I was like, you're not good enough. You're not appealing. And so when I got out of the military, I decided that that was going to be my time to find who I am and really love on myself. And I did do Thrive. That really facilitated that. I got to do a lot of self-development, and I just really focused on my word choices. When I looked in the mirror, did I say, ew, you're ugly? Did I say, oh, you could lose a little bit of inches here and stuff like that? So when I look in the mirror now, I try to tell myself, you are beautiful, you are strong, and you are worthy. Those are like three main things I always try to tell myself. And I try to tell other women that all the time. It doesn't matter what other people see you. It matters how you see yourself, because when you start believing that you are beautiful, other people start believing it too.
And, you know, I had Will, he was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, and he had tried to go into the military and ended up, long story short, ended up a health thing, kind of kicked him out of the military, and he wasn't able to move on any further. But he kind of brought up the same thing you just brought up, is that really when you're in the boot camp and when you're in the military, a lot of times it's a mental game, and they're almost trying to break you down and see if you can handle it, correct?
Yes, boot camp is all about stripping you of your civilian life, everything you've been told from the day that you were born, and they want to make sure that you just you're broken all the way down so they can now build you up. They can be that person to say, this is your new values, this is who you're supposed to be, this is what you want. And as a weak-minded person, that's where it's going to be hard. A lot of people don't see the end goal, they don't see why they're doing it, so that's why a lot of people give up. But you really have to just believe that there's a purpose. So when you're drilling, purpose behind the words. And that's really hard for a lot of people.
I guess, and one of the things I had written down before we started talking, maybe this is a good place to bring it up, is I guess, would you say that playing the mental game with the military is one of the toughest parts? Or what would you say the toughest part is that an everyday person wouldn't know about or really necessarily see for someone who has been like you through the military and through duty and everything like that?
All right. So yeah, mind games is really a tough thing to go through. And it was really hard for me. I actually, after my daughter, I ended up with postpartum depression and anxiety. And it really made it hard to go through the day to day, even though I knew that there was a purpose and there was a reason that they were telling me the things they were telling me. As a person with depression, I just couldn't filter that and I couldn't accept the words. So that was really, really hard for me. And my last year of the Marine Corps was actually very difficult. And so I would say the mental part was really hard for me, but also being away from my family and not being able to be 100% there for my children, that was super difficult.
I guess, so there are other...
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, it did, of course. Of course. Yeah. Can you hear me? Uh-oh. Let's try this again and see if we can't get Faith back. We could hear her. She couldn't hear us. We'll give it a shot and see. Yay.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Yay. Yay, technical difficulties. Oh, my gosh. But this is what technology does, though. And I think that's stated in today's world. As technology, we've moved so much to it that when it doesn't work, we don't know what to do, and things can go wherever. I'm going to type here to Faith as she's messaging me. All right, we'll see if we can't get Faith back on the phone here. Oh, here we go. Here's the call.
Whose phone is ringing?
Mine, it's mine.
Oh, I love this ringtone. hello. Hello.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. Welcome back. It's technology is fun until it's not.
Right.
But it was perfect. You were finishing up. We were about to move on to something else. So it happened at, I guess, what could have been the best time if there was a good time for it. So you've talked about being a mom and everything. I know that there are other parents that listen to this podcast. I guess, what would your advice to parents be? What is it that you've learned through parenting over the past few years?
I guess for me, it's always valuing what my children are saying to me. Even though they're 4, 3, and 1, I know that they have feelings, and I know that they are important. So when my son is trying to tell me that his stomach hurts, or when he's trying to tell me that he doesn't want to do something, I always want to know why before I tell him he has to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So because when I was growing up, we were always told that we weren't allowed to have an opinion. And that really affected me becoming an adult and speaking out about my truths. So I don't ever want my children to feel that way. So I always want to know why, where they're coming from, why they're saying what they're saying, or are they really just truly trying to get out of something?
Yeah, I remember those good old days getting out of stuff. I always enjoy having parents on the podcast because it gives me an opportunity to ask questions that I am always just curious about. And I think that that's always just interesting to know. I guess, what would you say is the hardest part about being a parent?
I think right now it's juggling my college life and juggling home life and trying to give them as much attention as I can, even though I have a lot of homework. I'm gone because I have to go to classes. And it's really frustrating sometimes because even though I'm worn out because of school, I still have to be there for my children. So that's really difficult sometimes to balance that.
And of course, you always want to end on a positive note when you're asking a two-part question. So I put the better part of the question here. What would be the most rewarding part about being a parent?
Their faces and the way that they just love you unconditionally. Even if you're having the worst of your worst days, they will still come up to you and smile and tell you that they love you and that they're having fun and they enjoy life. And I just absolutely love that part.
And Faith, as we wrap up here, the question I always ask people at the very end, because I think it's always interesting to hear what people share, what they come up with. What is it that you want other people to learn, whether it's through something that you shared today or through something you've experienced in life? What is it that you would want people listening to this podcast to take away?
We all have value. God placed us on this earth with a purpose. And even if the storms and everything that has happened in your life has made you feel damaged, that inner part of you, that part that God placed inside of you, is still whole and valuable and has a purpose. And you always have to remember that so you can pick yourself up. And there's one thing that, what's her name? Manifestation Babe has always says, is if you wake up in the morning, it's because you have a purpose. So always wake up thankful.
I love that.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being on the podcast this week.
Thank you for letting me be on it. It makes me so excited.
Of course. As always, I would like to thank our guest this week, Faith, for being on the podcast. The podcast could not be possible without listeners like you and without people to come on and share their story. So I really do appreciate Faith again coming on and sharing her story this week. Don't forget, I'm a sponsor of the Buy Things, Change Things movement to help raise awareness against youth suicide and youth bullying. So check that out, buythingschangethings.com. There you can buy t-shirts to help support that cause. Who knows what'll happen next week? There's been a guest that have been trying to get on the podcast for months and months and months. Failed promises to you on the podcast as a listener and failed attempts on my part as the interviewer and the guest. So we'll see if I can't get this guest on next week. Again, buythingschangethings.com. Get out there, be yourself, and be the best person that you can be. I hope that you all have a fantastic week, and until next time, have a good one.